The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Okay, moving on. On this date 2 years ago, a story broke that has had massive implications since.
Hollywood mega producer Harvey Weinstein in handcuffs, walking into court today facing rape charges. They stem from the accounts
about
of two
behavior
women.
Of Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein kickstarted a new phase of the Me Too movement, bringing it global recognition. But has it reduced bullying behavior and sexual harassment in the workplace? Dr. Christine Cross, head of the Department of Work and Employment Studies at University of Limerick, joins me now. Christine, there's certainly some positives to come out of an extraordinary two-year campaign, but there are a lot of catches. And unfortunately, a lot of negatives from what was supposed to be a positive force for change. But let's start with those positives as you look at global trends and try to tie them here to Ireland.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that's probably difficult for us is to quantify the impact that the Me Too movement has had in workplaces in Ireland. We have very little data to actually tell us whether or not it has had a positive impact. I mean, one of the key things is that it was about raising awareness of sexual harassment in the workplace. And if we look at complaints in the Irish context to the Workplace Relations Commission, we can see that there has actually been a jump between 2017 and 2018 and between 2018 and 2019 of the number of sexual harassment complaints that have been made. So in positive terms, has the movement had an impact? It would appear if we look at those figures that it means that women feel more able to talk about sexual harassment at work that they have been experiencing.
So there's an awareness shift. You would think that jump in complaints is people are more aware of the procedures, women feeling empowered to call things out.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, in the states where the movement originated, they have done some research on trying to establish the effects of the Me Too movement at work. And one of the things that they have found is that three quarters of women have said that they would now be more willing to speak out about sexual harassment than they had been before the Me Too movement. So I think that it has raised a level of consciousness and awareness that wasn't there before.
So that's the good, but there are catches. And this phrase, male fear, comes up in a lot of analysis and trends when it comes to men in work, doing mentorship, socialising with women and travel. What are some of the key findings?
Yeah, I mean, I would call them unintended consequences in some ways of the movement. And what some of the research from the States tells us is that around a quarter of men are saying that they're actually avoiding having one-to-one situations with female colleagues at work. Now, that's very problematic on so many different fronts, but particularly for females who are interested in moving up the career ladder. Some other research that I've done has talked about the importance of mentoring within the workplace by senior men of those people who want to move to the next level in the organisation, up to the senior management team. And based on this finding from the States, it's showing that men are actually avoiding putting themselves in situations such as mentoring, where they're working closely on a one-to-one basis with a woman.
So this may actually be disenfranchising women in terms of their career progression, that idea of allyship is now in question, that in the boardrooms where women need to be better represented at small and large corporations.
Yeah, and I think that this is an unintended consequence of the movement. I think the movement has been very important from a workplace perspective in terms of encouraging employers to create workplace cultures where women feel more able to speak out about sexual harassment and to allow men to understand what their behaviours are being interpreted as by women. But it's a very interesting study in the States that talks about this unintended consequence of the Me Too movement in the workplace.
And what do you think, Christine, are some of the best practices? Maybe it's in other countries that we could be adapting here in Ireland when it comes to encouraging greater levels of reporting, one, but two, ensuring that men, women, that there is that cross-gender collaboration, allyship and mentorship.
Well, one of the things that some of the big American companies have done, so some of the big multinational companies, is that they've put in place corporate policies that protect the whistleblower. and provides them with anonymity. And I think that if we are going to encourage more women to come forward to talk about sexual harassment claims in the workplace, that some of the areas that these multinationals have brought in are likely to be very useful. So they've done things like putting in place a whistleblowing phone line so a woman can phone in so that there isn't the need for them to actually state their name when they're saying that there is a claim. And they've also moved into apps on phones to allow people to put themselves out there in terms of their experiences.
OK, there we leave it. Dr. Christine Cross, Head of the Department of Work and Employment Studies at University of Limerick, thank you for joining us.